Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have David Blaze, Melissa Vella Williamson, and Marie Wright. I would like to talk about the idea that if you believe you can't, you're right. And how do you get over it? Like, what do you do? Marie, kick us off.
Okay, so I think this is a subject that is very much at the heart of my coaching. So it's often at the root of what we talk about, which is that fear of not being good enough. And we all have limiting beliefs, all of us. It's human to do that, it's normal. We all make up stories about ourselves. We're told things growing up. It could be something from our culture, our upbringing, and it sticks and we believe it, and it may or may not be true. And I think it's really important to explore those stories that we have and those limiting beliefs and just ask ourselves, are they true? Are they not true? Or am I wondering if they're true? And, you know, we might think, I can't run a marathon or I can't set up a business. Of course we can. It's just about believing it and getting very much to the heart of, just the fact that we've made it up and it's not the case. It's just coming from a fear, often a fear of failure. Mm-hmm.
When I was originally hearing this question, I love the fact that it seems to touch on so many different areas. You know, it gets into the whole idea of our confidence, our beliefs, our mindset, our self-talk, the things we're saying to ourselves on a daily basis. Of course, the whole abundance model versus scarcity and ultimately action taking, because we can think about it all we want, but if we don't take action on it, then it all pretty much goes away. A sales manager named Denny, he worked in my organization a long time ago, and he always used to repeat to the salespeople a Henry Ford quote, which says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Taking it a level deeper, we're saying if you believe it, because if you think you can't do something, you can always change your mind. But if it's down in there in your DNA and you honestly believe you can't do it, then you're going to be in trouble because you're never going to be able to pull it off. Favorite quote that I tend to quote in speaking engagements when we're talking about this type of topic is from William Shakespeare. And I rarely quote William Shakespeare because that language is tough sometimes. But the one quote that I managed to get into my head is that Shakespeare says, our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. And you break it down into sections, it's just amazing. But our doubts, they turn against us and they keep us from taking the actions we need to take to make things happen.
You all are so right. I think limiting beliefs are something that are just in our nature, very, you know, we still are kind of cavemen and women in our brains. We haven't evolved in that way. So we're always trying to categorize, is this dangerous? Is this good for me, bad for me, right? And so I tell people to like first assess where you are, what I'm seeing. And because we do a lot of diversity, equity, and inclusion work, as well as cultural work, and especially with the Hispanic, Latino cultures, there seems to be a little additional encouragement people and professionals of color may need. And a lot of that has to go, is kind of in alignment with us being often like pioneers for our families, the first to get formal or higher education, the first to own a business, the first to try this or that. And when you're making that model yourself, you can't, you know, help but second guess some of the actions that you take. So people who can encourage you, share their parts of the journey, doing your research, learning the best practices, no matter where they come from or what type of person they come from. There's so much learning we can do so that we're not self-imposing that limitation on us or that glass ceiling on us. I see that a lot in women as well. And having that abundance mindset that there is so much business, there is so much opportunity, why not me, can really change the paradigm so that we can move forward.
I think what you're both alluding to as well is that growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, if we all come from a place of wanting to learn and not having to know everything, that makes all the difference. And then you're more likely to have a go and you can let go of that fear of failure and let go of that comparison. If you stop comparing yourself, I think that makes a big difference. And just being willing to get out in the arena, which, talking of quotes, it reminds me of the Theodore Roosevelt quote, the man in the arena. And it's not the critic that counts. It's just getting out there, being covered in blood and sweat and tears. And the fact that you're having a go that's what counts.
I think of that with movie critics. These people are like, well, this was good and this was bad. It's like, what are you talking about? Have you ever made a movie? You know, and it's like, when in business in particular, when people say, oh, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. It's like, have you ever done this? Do you have any idea what's behind it? Because it's really pretty amazing. I work with business owners and a lot of them, the stuff that we deal with on a daily basis is kind of crazy. And a lot of people view business owners as whatever, greedy and terrible and all that kind of stuff. And some of them are, I'm not saying that they're not, but most people are just trying to create an environment that people can enjoy and thrive in, and they can create value for their customers and their employees and everybody around them. And you know, when you're doing that type of thing, if you have a negative mindset, it's going to be nearly impossible to accomplish it. The idea that we have to, first of all, recognize that we have that problem is key. I believe it's just probably just like the 12 steps, right? You have to know you have a problem before you can do anything about it. But then you also have to want to overcome it, because some people are comfortable with the idea that, I'm shy, or I'm hesitant to do that sort of thing. And if you fall into that and you allow yourself to accept it, then there's no way you're going to change. But if you recognize it and you decide you want to do it, then you can take a couple of different approaches. You can take the little train that could approach, where you say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and what it is that we want to change into. And we can say to ourselves, well, maybe I can, or maybe it's possible that I can, not even that I think I can, or I know I can, but maybe I could possibly do this. It opens up the door and at least allows us to begin to take some actions that could potentially get us there.
Having support and being surrounded by people who have that similar mindset, I think, is really important. And just being willing to practice. You know, half of it is just practice. We can't do anything until we've tried it. You know, you can't be amazing at yoga if you don't practice it each day and do your downward dog every day, right? It's I think, firstly, having the courage, putting on your big boy pants, or big girl pants, being surrounded by people who are supporting you, and just being willing to try each day, one little step at a time.
Well, so the interesting thing for me is that I've always believed that there's kind of a pressure to be mediocre. And I said that as a teenager, that there was a pressure to be mediocre, because if you don't try, you can't fail. And if you don't fail, nobody makes fun of you. And so we create these limits on ourselves of, well, I can't do that because then I'll fail. And so we believe that we're going to be mediocre, and then we are mediocre. And so for me, back to David's point, notice that you have these beliefs, whatever they are, find them and talk to somebody about them. Because if you just think about it, they're stuck kind of in the subconscious part of your brain, and your logical brain, the front part of your brain that can actually make reasonable decisions, has no idea what's going on. So until you actually make these ideas come out of your mouth, your logical brain can't get involved. How many of us have had a situation where we say something out loud and we're like, wow, that sounds really dumb when I say it? That's because your logical brain goes, wait, that's what we're worrying about? So I encourage people, start saying this stuff out loud so your brain can hear it.
When you do training and coaching, you don't want to look stupid, right? And so I was on Clubhouse, and they were talking about a topic I knew very little about. And I just went into that situation. I said, okay, I cannot be afraid to be the dummy in this room. I can't be afraid to look stupid. And when I did that, and I just started asking whatever I wanted to know, and people engaged, it just opened everything up.
And then the student mindset, or I even heard another one, the scout mindset. So it's always kind of learning and looking and asking. And I will say, as a consultant, when I kind of fit more of that role, one of the best advantages I bring in is being that questioner and coming in and saying, tell me more about this. Why do we do it this way? Why do you say it this way? What's the approach? And oftentimes people don't remember the history, or like you said, Dr. Robin, when they say it out loud and untangle it, they're like, that doesn't make sense anymore. That's not who we are anymore. And so there's so many opportunities from there. Even as a mother, I would encourage everyone to think about how we're modeling this for children or those who look up to us, because we're their natural mentors, right? And so my kids, I've noticed, I have a 12-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son. Before we even go somewhere, they'll start asking me a bunch of questions. Well, what do we expect? Who's going to be there? You know, blah, blah, blah. And one of the key phrases I started saying early on was like, let's see what we can see. And that's all I have to say. And then somehow the whole house will settle down. And that idea of like, we're not sure. Let's go find out. And let's have that scout mindset. We're just going to go discover something. We'll have a story to tell when it's done. And so our stories of success, or even the lessons we learn when it doesn't come out the way we want, are, you know, great tools to really unite and relate to people.
I love that.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. I have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I have enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking to you all again soon.